Welcome to Hope for Today, a weekly Bible teaching program that will bring you hope for every day. We are honored to be here with you today. Each moment we have is a gift from God, and we trust He will bless you as you spend these moments with us. We are Heralds of Hope, and our goal is to use media like literature, radio, and internet to make disciples of Jesus Christ to accomplish the Great Commission in our lifetime. We know this is a big goal, but we believe if God's people will stay focused, we can do this. A listener recently shared this testimony with us. Your teaching are all inspiring, but this week was very inspiring. Since my wife and I have decided to follow Jesus, we have had to give up our house and job. We're in the process of moving for the second time in 4 months. Your teachings have helped us to see Jesus as He is in this time of great deception. Praise God, Jesus is with this couple, and they are growing in their understanding of Him. This is our goal for every listener. If you would like to share your testimony with us, we would love to hear it. We will share a few ways you can contact us at the end of the program. Now, turn to Exodus, and we will continue our journey through this wonderful book. We hope you will be blessed by this teaching. Now, here is Bible teacher J. Mark Horst.
Can you tell the difference between a cow and a horse? What about the difference between a sheep and a goat, or a camel and a donkey? You might say those are stupid questions, of course. There is a difference between a cow and a horse, a sheep and a goat, and a camel and a donkey. Anybody knows that. But people from around the world contact us here at Heralds of Hope, and they ask questions like these. Tell me how to believe. Or tell me more about God. I want you to help me because I am searching for Him. Well, if you are searching for God, then I want to help you see the difference between the people of God and other people. Do you think there are no differences in religions? Some people think that way, but hopefully you're not one of them. There are very marked differences in religions, and I want to talk with you today about that. Our scripture portion is Exodus chapter 8 and verses 16 to 32. And as we look at this portion of God's word, we will see there is a difference in religions and peoples. So follow closely as I read this scripture, Exodus chapter 8 and verses 16 to 32. And the Lord said to Moses, "Say unto Aaron, stretch out your rod and smite the dust of the land, that it may become lice throughout all the land of Egypt." And they did so, for Aaron stretched out his hand with his rod and smote the dust of the earth, and it became lice on man and on beast. All the dust of the land became lice throughout all the land of Egypt. And the magicians did so with their enchantments to bring forth lice, but they could not. So there were lice upon man and lice upon beast. Then the magicians said to Pharaoh, "This is the finger of God." And Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he hearkened not unto them, as the Lord had said. And the Lord said to Moses, "Rise up early in the morning, and stand before Pharaoh. Lo, he comes forth to the water, and say unto him, Thus says the Lord, Let my people go, that they may serve me. Else, if you will not let my people go, behold, I will send swarms of flies upon you and upon your servants and upon your people and into your houses. And the houses of the Egyptians shall be full of swarms of flies, and also the ground will be covered with them. And I will sever in that day the land of Goshen in which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there, to the end that you may know that I am the Lord in the midst of the earth. And I will put a division between my people and your people. Tomorrow shall this sign be." And the Lord did so, and there came a grievous swarm of flies into the house of Pharaoh, and into his servants' houses, and into all the land of Egypt, so that the land was corrupted by reason of the swarm of flies. And Pharaoh called for Moses and for Aaron, and said, "Go ye, sacrifice to your God in the land." And Moses said, It is not proper so to do, for we shall sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians to the Lord our God. Shall we sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians before their eyes, and they will not stone us? We will go 3 days' journey into the wilderness and sacrifice to the Lord our God as he shall command us. And Pharaoh said, I will let you go, that you may sacrifice to the Lord your God in the wilderness, only you shall not go very far away, and entreat for me. And Moses said, Behold, I go out from you, and I will entreat the Lord that the swarms of flies may depart from Pharaoh, from his servants, and from his people tomorrow. But let not Pharaoh deal deceitfully any more in not letting the people go to sacrifice to the Lord. And Moses went out from Pharaoh and entreated the Lord. And the Lord did according to the word of Moses and removed the swarms of flies from Pharaoh, from his servants, and from his people. There remained not one. And Pharaoh hardened his heart at this time also, neither would he let the people go. This scripture shows us there are certain proofs of difference among religions. These proofs may help to answer some of your questions. The first proof is the verdict of the magician's power. We learned from this text that the magician's power was limited. Up to this point, Pharaoh's magicians were able to imitate the things that Moses had done when he changed the water into blood and brought up frogs from the river. But this time, when Aaron struck the dust of the earth with his rod, it became crawling lice, and they couldn't do that. And so they soberly said to Pharaoh, This is the finger of God. They were admitting that this was beyond their abilities. You see, mankind can only go so far with his enchantments or with his sleight of hand tricks. This was beyond the power of the magicians. They were not able to do what Aaron had done in smiting the dust of the earth with his rod and turning it all into crawling lice. That must have been a horrible thing. So they confessed that they were not able to go any farther. Their verdict was that this was beyond their power. There was a difference between their false religion and the true religion of Jehovah God. It was demonstrated right here. Here was proof enough that there was a difference because they could not duplicate God's power. And then there's a second proof, the vindication of God's people. We learn that God sets his people apart. God doesn't treat his own people like he treats the wicked. God deals differently with those who trust him than he does with others. Here it is so clear that it is difficult for me to see how anybody could be mistaken about that. Because he said, I will set apart in that day the land of Goshen in which my people dwell, and I will put a division between my people and your people. He was talking to Pharaoh. Tomorrow shall this sign be. I believe that God still operates that way. There is a difference between those who trust in the Lord and those who do not. I sometimes explain it like this. There's a certain area where the justice of God must operate because in order to be righteous, he must also be just. Then there's another area where the mercy of God operates because God is merciful and gracious. God could not be just if he were not merciful. He could not be merciful if he were not just. The difference comes in this consideration. You make the choice into which area you're going to come. So the people of God were trusting in him, and he said, I'm going to make a division, a separation. He had purpose in the proof. And he said, furthermore, this is the reason I am doing this, to the end that you, Pharaoh, may know that I am the Lord in the midst of the earth. You know, some people think of God as being way out there in outer space, unreachable. But we know he is a God who is present with his people. Moses showed Pharaoh that God makes a difference between his people and other people because his presence is in the midst of the earth. And then there is a third proof that there is a difference between God's and between the people of God, the violation of Pharaoh's promise. Pharaoh said, I will let you go. Entreat the Lord for me that these flies leave. Imagine all the horrid swarms of flies just simply crawling all over everything. Now the Bible says the land was corrupted by the reason of these swarms of flies everywhere. Well, no wonder, flies are filthy disease carriers. So when the situation got intolerable, then Pharaoh said, "Entreat the Lord, and I will let you go." But like he had done before, he didn't follow through. He didn't keep his promise. In fact, he hardened his heart again, and he would not let the people go. I've met people like that, and you may have too. They make promises to the Lord when life is difficult, when the situation is hard. But as soon as there's relief, they forget. They go back on their promise. That's because human beings often can't be trusted. Like Pharaoh, they're prone to change their mind. But I want to assure you, God can be trusted. There is a difference between unfaithful men and the faithful God. There is a difference between the power of the magicians and the power of God. And there is a difference between the people of God and the people who do not belong to God. So the proof is here for you. There is a difference. Human power has its limitations. Man can only go so far and no farther. There's a difference between the power of God and the power of men. That's well demonstrated and proven in this text by the magicians when they said, "This is the finger of God. We can't go any farther. We can't duplicate what has been done." Further proof is that God makes a difference between those who belong to him and those who do not. He put a distinct line between his people and Pharaoh's people. It reminds me of the words of Abraham when he was pleading for the Lord to spare Sodom. He said, "Far be it from you to do such a thing as this, to slay the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous should be as the wicked. Far be it from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?" Remember, too, there is a difference between the unfaithfulness of men and the faithfulness of God. Pharaoh demonstrated and proved it beyond doubt. At one time he said, "Yes, I'll let you go." But as soon as the situation was relieved, he refused to keep his promise. But God doesn't operate that way. When God makes a promise, he keeps it. Yes, he keeps all of his promises. As I said before, God can be trusted. So you see, there really is a difference. All religions are not the same. The proof is right here for you. You can check it out for yourself. And so I urge you to trust in the God who makes the difference.
Thanks, J. Mark, for this teaching, and thank you for joining us today. We trust that you have been blessed. If you have been, we would love to hear how. Our contact information is coming. If you have any questions or comments, we would also love to hear those. Here are some ways you can connect with us. One of the best ways is via email. Our email is hope@heraldsofhope.org. If you don't have email, our address is Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, PA 15533. Or you can connect with us on our website. Our website is heraldsofhope.org. If you are there, please check out the Listen tab and listen to other teaching from Heralds of Hope. On our website, you will also find other resources, and we hope you will find these beneficial. Again, the website is www.heraldsofhope.org. This brings us to the end of today's program. Thanks for being there. Please join us next week as we continue our journey through Exodus. Go with God this week, and we hope you will see him and respond like the cherubim in Isaiah. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. May we praise his great name.